الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. فقال تعالى بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما أصابكم من مصيبة فبما كسبت أيديكم ويعفو عن كثير. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام: لتأمرن بالمعروف ولتنهون عن المنكر أو ليوشكن الله يبعث عليكم عقابا منه ثم تدعونه فلا يستجاب لكم. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected Ulama Ikram, brothers and elders, first of all, we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, our cherisher, Allah that who has selected each and every one of us, has handpicked our hearts to become the followers of Janabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a great honor that Allah has chosen all of us. Like how a woman who is going shopping and she's choosing apples from a basket, like that Allah chose our souls and chose our hearts to become the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from his entire creation, from Adam right to the late, from Adam right to Janabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We got to understand or identify ourselves, who we are and what's our lofty position, or what is the virtue of being the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bahz ibn Hakim radiyallahu says, أَنَوْ سَمِعَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ وَسَلَمْ يَكُولُ كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفَ وَتَنْهُونَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ أَنْتُمْ تُتِمُّونَ سَبْعِينَ أُمَّةً أَنْتُمْ خَيْرُهَا وَأَكْرَمُهَا عَلَى اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. Bahz ibn Hakim narrates that he heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, I heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reciting this ayah: you are the best of nations, you have been selected for the guidance of mankind, you will enjoy what is good for good, what is evil. After this, he mentioned this, that you, the ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you surpass in virtue 70 other nations. You are the most honored and you are the most virtuous in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You and I who are sitting here being addressed as well. It comes another riwayat that Abu Huraira says, نَحْنُ أَوَّلُ دُخُولًا الْجَنَّةِ. We are the first people. All the nations will wait until we proceed into Jannah before other nations. Lays ibn Sa'd says, قَالَ عِيسَى بْنُ مَرْيَمْ زَلَّتْ أُمَّةُ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَسْكَرُ النَّاسِ فِي الْمِيزَانِ زَلَّتْ أَلْسِنَتْهُمْ بِكَلِمَةٍ سَقُلَتْ إِلَى مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَهُمْ. The Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their scales will be the weightiest on the day of judgment, because their tongues have become accustomed to a kalima which was very arduous and very difficult for other nations to recite, which is this kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muqatil ibn Sulaiman narrates a riwayat. He says, Musa alayhi salam was looking into the Torah, and Musa alayhi salam was saying, Ya Rabbi inni ajidu fil alwa ummatan ومشافعون ومشفعون يوم القيامة فجعلهم أمتي قالهم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. والله I read in my Torah of such a nation that they would be allowed to intercede and their intercession would be accepted by Allah. Allah make me the Nabi of this Ummah. Allah says this is the Ummah of Janabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا ربي إني أجد في الأرواء أمة كفارة خطاياهم والصلوات الخمس فَجَعَلْهُمْ أُمَّتِي قَالَهُمْ أُمَّةُ مُحَمَّدٍ صلى الله عليه وسلم. Wallah, I read in the Torah of such a nation that their sins, their minor sins will be forgiven from one salah to the next salah. By performing the next salah in the day, the sins that were committed in between will be forgiven. Kafara and atonement of the sins will be made. Like that, Zuhar to Asar, Asar to Maghrib, continuing for the entire day. Wallah, make me the Nabi of the Ummah. Allah says this is the Ummah of Janabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. يَا رَبِّ إِنِّي أَجِدُ فِي الْأَرْوَى أُمَّةً هُمْ يَقْتُلُونَ عَلَى الدَّلَالَةِ حَتَّى آخِرَهُمْ يَقْتُلُونَ الْعَوَرَ الْكَذَّابِ فَجَعَلْهُمْ أُمَّتِي قَالَهُمْ أُمَّةُ مُحَمَّدٍ صلى الله عليه وسلم. Wallah, I read in the Torah of such a nation that they will make jihad against all deviant groups. All groups that have shifted from the Quran and Sunnah, they'll make jihad against them. And the last of this ummah will make jihad against Dajjal, the one-eyed Dajjal. They'll make jihad against them. So Allah make me the Nabi of this Ummah. Allah says this is the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi inni ajidu fil alwa ummatan
طهارتهم بالماء والتراب فجعلهم أمتي قالهم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Wallahi, reading the Torah of such an ummah, that their cleansing agents will be water and sand. Water in wudu, sand in tayammum. Allah, make me the Nabi of this ummah. Allah says, this is the ummah of Janab Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi, in yajidu fil arwa ummatahum yaakhuzuna sadaqat. Wa kana al-awwalun yuharrikunaha bin nar. Faj'alhum ummati qalahum ummatu Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, I read in the Torah of such a nation that there'll be in these people who follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there'll be recipients of zakat. Allah, make me the Nabi of this ummah. Previously, zakat was not given to the poor. They used to gather their zakat like you're gathering a pile of wood. And a fire used to come from the heavens and burn the zakat. That is how the community knew that the zakat was accepted by Allah. If one person did not pay zakat, the fire refused to come. This is mentioned in the Quran, بِكُرْمَانٍ تَأْكُلُهُ النَّارِ, that a fire comes and consumes their sadaqah and their voluntary action, voluntary givings in the path of Allah. So Allah, make me the Nabi of this ummah. Allah says, this is the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi inni ajidu fi Allah ummatan. Wa iza hamma ahadun bi hasanatin wa lam ya'malha, qutibat lahu hasanatun wahidatun. Wa in amilaha qutibat lahu ashram saliha, ila sab'imiyati di'fin, ila adafin kasira. Wa iza hamma ahadun bi sayyatin wa lam ya'malha, لم يكتب عليه شيء وإن عملها قدبت له سيئة واحدة فاجألهم أمتي قالهم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah, I read in the Torah of such a nation, when one of them make an intention of a good deed, then by the intention, mere intention, Allah writes one good deed in his account. And if he carries out the very same good deed, Allah multiplies the reward by 10 times to 700 times and to many, many folds according to the sincerity in his heart. And one of them make an intention of an evil deed, nothing is written on his account. And if he carries out that evil deed, then one evil deed against one. Wallah, make me the Nabi of this ummah. Allah says, this is the ummah of Janabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi, in yajidu fil arwa ummatan, sabuna alfa min yadkuluna jannata bi ghayri hisab, faj'alhum ummati, qalahum ummatu Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallah, I read in the Torah of such a nation, 70,000. Will enter Jannah without any reckoning. Wallah, make me the Nabi of this ummah. Allah says, this is the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi, in yajidu fil alwa ummatan, humul akhiruna wa sabiquna yawm al-qiyamah, faj'alhum ummati, qalahum ummatu Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wallah, I read in the Torah of such an ummah, that they came last from this earth, but they will enter Jannah first. Wallah, make me the Nabi of this ummah. Allah says, this is the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يا ربي إني أجد في الألواء أمة هم خير الأمم يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر فاجعلهم أمتي قالهم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. والله I read in the Torah of such an ummah. They are the best of all nations. They will enjoy what is good and forbid what is evil. This was only the work of Nabis before. Allah, you give ordinary persons to do the same job. Allah, make me the Nabi of this ummah. Allah says, this is the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rabbi, inni ajidu fil alwa ummatan, an ajiluhum fi sudurihim, wa kana yaqra'una nazran, faj'alhum ummati, qalahum ummatu Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, I read in the Torah of such an ummah, that the Quran will be in their hearts. Previously, no one used to bahat the divine scriptures. When one person bahated it, they call him the son of Allah. وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ عُزَيْرٌ إِبْنُ اللَّهِ. They say, Uzair is the son of Allah. The Jews are saying, Uzair is the son of Allah. Why are they saying? Because he read the Torah by heart, without looking into the scripture. Here we have every house has a hafiz. Every family has a hafiz in reading by heart. Allah, make me the Nabi of this ummah. Musa alayhi salam is crying out to Allah, make me the Nabi of this ummah. Allah says, this is the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hatta tamanna Musa an yakuna min ummati Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It came to the last that Musa alayhi salam said, okay Allah, you can't make me the Nabi of this ummah. Then Allah, make me like you and I. You and I were sitting here, were the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi is asking, Allah, make me like this as well. Isa alayhi salam asked the same question. Ibrahim alayhi salam said the same thing. You and I, this gift we got, without asking, without requesting, Allah made us the ummatis of Janabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the one side, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Ahlul Jannati miyatu wa ishruna saffan. Wa min hazi ummati samanuna saffan. When the people stand on the day of Hashr, all those lined up to go into Jannat, 120 subs in total. From this ummah, 80 subs of the 120 will be from the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 2/3 of the people who are going to Jannah will be people like us, you and I, that will be standing in those subs. On the one side, when we weigh up all these virtues, and then when we look at reality, that today, never in the history of this ummah, that this ummah reached this low humiliation that we are experiencing in the entire world. This ummah has no voice. This ummah has no platform to stand on. This ummah is kicked like a piece of plank in the hands of leaders of who day and night they spend in wine, they spend in dining, they spend the days in disobeying Allah, they're kicking you and I around. This ummah has lost its value. Never in this ummah did you see so much literature that you see today. Never in this ummah did you see so many massages like we see today. Never in this ummah did you see so much of ulama that you see today, hufaz that you see today, madaris that you see today. In spite of all this, on one side, you see that this ummah is being kicked around. This ummah has no voice. This ummah has no platform. This ummah does not stand as one united body. This ummah, locally, when we see what we are experiencing, that Allah's gaze of mercy has turned away from this ummah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى إِذَا غَضِبَ عَلَىٰ أُمَّةٍ لَمْ يُنزِلْ عَلَيْهَا عَذَابَ خَصْفٍ وَلَا مَسْكٍ وَلَا قَصْفٍ غَلَّتْ أَسَارُهَا وَيَحْبِسُ أَنْهَا أَمْطَارَهَا وَيَلِي عَلَيْهَا أَشْرَارَهَا. Allah, when He turns His gaze of mercy away from a community, from a country, from a nation, not necessarily He will send down stones from the heaven, or will cause the earth to split, like what is happening on other parts of the world. Open azab of Allah, open anger of Allah that is becoming manifest on the people and manifest in many continents. In our side, maybe we will understand this hadith that Allah does not have to do that. يَحْبِسُ أَنْهَا أَمْطَارَهَا غَلَّتْ أَسْعَارُهَا. The prices of basic commodity will go rocket high. Look at the price of petrol. Look at the rate of inflation in this country. Look at the insecurity that Allah has placed. Sitting in this masjid, we do not know over those cars that we have outside. That to such an extent, at one time we did not lock the car. At one time we did not put an alarm. At one time leave, now we have to put trackers on the car. Then we'll put it on our shoes, there'll come a time. This is the height of insecurity and azab that has come upon us. We may take it lightly, but we're not even safe in our own home. The prisoners are running free. A man who owns a home, he'll open one gate, he'll open the second gate, he'll press the alarm off, he'll go into his house bedroom, he has another gate. We're living behind, we are free people who are prisoners. فَكُلَّنَا خَذْنَا بِذَنْبِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِ حَاصِبًا وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَخَذَتْهُ السَّيَّارَةُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ خَسَفْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَغْرَقْنَا وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَظْلِمَهُمْ وَلَٰكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. Allah is not an oppressor. Allah is not a tyrant. وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِالظَّلَّامِ لِلْعَبِيدِ. Allah is not a tyrant to any servant. وَمَا اللَّهُ يُرِيدُ الظُّلْمَ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Allah does not intend oppression for the entire universe. Allah says, every nation we seize for one sin. Look at the nation of Nuh. Allah caused the floods to come. For one sin of turning against the Nabi, refusing to become obedient to Allah, and refusing to follow the way of the Nabi, Allah destroyed an entire nation. Look at the nation of Shu'aib. For weighing, underweight, and cutting material less, Allah destroyed an entire nation. Look at the nation of Lut for sodomy. Allah destroyed an entire nation. Today, in one single ummati, the sin that the entire nation committed, the nation of Lut, sodomy, is present in one ummati. The nation of weighing less and cheating in business is present in the very same ummati. The nation of being arrogant, The sin of being arrogant and haughty is present in one ummati. All at one time is present. Allah's azab is still holding itself. Allah is merciful. مَا يَفْتَحِ اللَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةٍ فَلَا مُمْسِكَ لَهَا وَمَا يُمْسِكْ فَلَا مُرْسِلَ لَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ. what mercy Allah confers on a nation, there is no person to avert it. There is no person to block this mercy. And what mercy Allah withdraws and Allah holds back, there is no power on the earth, there is no army, there is no straw that can draw the mercy from the heavens. This is Allah who is sending it to whomsoever He desires. يَخْتَصُ بِرَحْمَتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ Allah singles out with His mercy whomsoever He wills. This ummah has to turn into tawbah, has to repent for the long days of absent obedience, for the long years of absent obedience, for the sinful lives that we live in, whether it be in social life, whether it be in business life, whether it be communicating with the fellow next Muslim brother, whether it be in personal hukukullah, fulfilling the rights of Allah. Allah says to Dawood alayhi salam, Ya Dawood, لو يعلم المذنبون أني ماذا حبي لهم وشوقي لهم وانتظاري لهم لتفتت أوصالهم. O Dawood, if the sinners knew how much I await them, if the sinners knew how much I desire them, if the sinners knew how much I yearn for them, and the sinners knew how much I love them, their hearts would burst out of joy. Ya Dawood, هذه إرادتي بالمذنبين إلي فكيف بإرادتي بالمحسنين إلي. O Dawood, if this is the way I deal with sinners, how you think I deal with those who do good? Allah's mercy encompasses everything. وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ My mercy encompasses everything. When Allah revealed this ayah, Shaitan became happy. He says, أنا الشيء, I am also something, I'm part of that شيء. So Allah's mercy is coming to me as well. Then Allah says, فَسَأَكْتُبُهَا لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِآيَاتِنَا يُؤْمِنُونَ I ordain this mercy. Allah revealed this ayah now, together with that ayah. I ordain it for those people who fear Allah, those people who give zakat, and those people who believe in the verses and signs of Allah. Shaitan was excluded, the Jews began to smile. They said, hey, we also do this. So we are in the mercy of Allah. Allah revealed after that. الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الرَّسُولَ النَّبِيَّ الْأُمِّيَّ الَّذِي يَجِدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا عِنَّهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاةِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ Allah singled out this mercy. Those who follow the unlettered Nabi, you find his description in the Torah and Injil. Allah singled out this ummah with his special mercy. This ummah has to turn and stretch their hand out for the mercy of Allah. Musa alayhi salam was standing with Bani Israel. Bani Israel comes to him and they say to him, Ya Musa, O Musa, udu lana rabbaka al-ghayz. O Musa alayhi salam, call Ya Allah. Tell Ya Allah, send rain upon us. For many months, no rain. Musa alayhi salam gathers Bani Israel. 70,000 go out of the town. Then he says in his dua, Allahumma askina al-ghayz. Allahumma anzil alayna rahmatak. Warhamna fil atfali rudda'i. Washiyuki rukka'i. Walbahayimi rudda'i. Allah, send Your rain. Allah, send Your mercy upon us. Wallah, if you don't like us, we're not worthy of your mercy, then have mercy on these animals who are feeding. Wallah, if you don't like us, have mercy on this world, these children who are breastfeeding. Wallah, if you don't like us, we're not worthy of your mercy, then have mercy on these old men whose backs have become bent. Wallah, have mercy on them. فَمَا زَادَتِ السَّمَاءُ إِلَّا تَقَشُّرًا وَلَا الشَّمْسُ إِلَّا حَرَارَةً Musa alayhi salam looks in the sky. The clouds become more scattered and the chances of rain are more less. And the sun intensifies in heat. Musa was Kalimullah. He says, Oh Allah, 70,000 sing Ameen to this dua and you did not send the rain. Allah says, Ya Musa, inna feekum abdan yubarizuni bil ma'asi muddu arba'ina sana fadani fin nas ayyakruja min bayni azhurikum. O Musa, there is one particular servant. For the last 40 years, he is sinning against me, and he is sinning against me. Make an announcement amongst the 70,000 that he must come out from this gathering. Maybe then I will send rain. Allah, Musa alayhi salam says, Ya Rabbi, sawti da'ifun. Fakayfa ablu. My voice is weak. 70,000, where is going to reach? Ya Musa, minka an nida wa alayna al bala. O Musa, to you, you must call. To convey is our job. Then he says, أيها العبد العاصي أي الذي يبارزنا الله تعالى بالمعاصي أخرج من بين أزهرنا منك منعنا المطر. O you sinful servant who is disobeying Allah for the last 40 years, leave this gathering. It is because of the evil of what you're doing. We are deprived of rain today. This person who was guilty. Imagine a person sitting in a gathering while we're sitting here and he discharges gas loudly. Everyone turns and looks at him. All attention focuses. Imagine this person, now 70,000, he's going to get up and go away. He feels embarrassed. He looks to his right, he looks to his left. He says, you know, they're talking about me. So he takes his head and he puts this in his lap. Ilahi, asaytuka arba'ina sana. Oh Allah, I disobeyed you for 40 years. In raja'tu ilayka taqbiluni. If I return to you, Allah, you're ready to accept me. Sincerely from his heart he's saying that. But before he completed his sentence, the sky gave a loud thunder and the rain poured. The taps of the heavens opened. Musa alayhi salam, look. Allah, how you sent rain? No one got up from here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سَقَيْتُكُمْ بِالَّذِي مَنَعَتُكُمْ. But the very blessings of that person who had deprived you once upon a time, well, these blessings I gave you today rain. Because he made tawbah sincerely. So Musa alayhi salam says, Allah, let me see who's that. Show me who's that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya Musa, فَإِنِّي لَمْ أَفْضَحُ وَهُوَ يَعْسِنِي فَكَيْفَ أَفْضَحُ وَهُوَ يُذِعُنِي. Oh Musa, I did not embarrass him. I did not put him to shame while he was, I did not expose him while he was disobedient to me. Today he has turned to me and he has repented for his sins. How can I embarrass him and put him to shame while he's obedient to me? تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ. Adopt the character of Allah. If it is you and I, we only seeing one, two people talking. Says, no, you know what? They're committing zina. Leave talking now. After the passes to the next person, he says, no, you only got a child from there. كَفَى لِلْمَرِي كَذِبًا أَيُحَدِّثَ بِكُلِّ مَا سَمْيَا. It's sufficient as a lie for a person to narrate everything he hears without verifying. إِيَّاكُمْ وَالظَّنِّ فَإِنَّ الظَّنَّ أَكْذَبُ الْحَدِيثِ. Beware of suspicion, because suspicion is the most deadliest of lies. لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ الْكَذِبِينَ. So Allah's mercy encompasses everything. A person during the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, he's walking, a youngster is walking in the gullies of Medina. He's carrying a bottle of wine. He had the habit of drinking. Umar radiallahu anhu, it was his habit to go around the city. And he sees from far some person carrying a bottle. And he calls this person. This person becomes afraid of Umar. We know the force or the power behind Umar radiallahu anhu. So he takes his wine and he puts it under his jacket. And he says, Ilahi, illam taqdahni wasatartani inda Umar, fala ashribul khamara abada. Oh Allah, if you hide my fault and you do not embarrass me in front of Umar, I will never ever drink wine again. Umar gets closer, he says, ma allazi tahmilu tahta siyabika shab. Oh youngster, show me what you're holding under your shirt. He takes the bottle of wine. Allah changed the wine into vinegar. Allah is Qadir and Mutlaq. When we sincerely repent, then Allah will make this happen. Man qala inni akhafu an-nar. Hasan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi says this. Man qala inni akhafu an-nar wa lam yakuffa an yaznu fa huwa kadhdhabun ghayru ta'ibin. The person who says, I fear Jahannam, he's not stopping his sin, he's a liar, he's not making tawbah. وَمَنْ قَالَ إِنِّي أَشْتَاقُ الْجَنَّةَ وَلَمْ يَعْمَلْ لَهَا فَهُوَ كَذَّابٌ غَيْرُ تَائِبٍ. The person says, hey, I want Jannah. But he's not making any effort towards it. He's a liar, he's not making tawbah. وَمَنْ قَالَ إِنِّي أُحِبُّ النَّبِيَّ صلى الله عليه وسلم بِغَيْرِ اتِّبَاعِ السُّنَّةِ فَهُوَ كَذَّابٌ غَيْرُ تَائِبٍ. The person says, I love Janabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم without following his sunnah. He's a liar, he's not making tawbah. Jibreel alayhi salam comes, he says, Ya Muhammad, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ يُكْرِكَ السَّلَامِ ويقول من مات من أمتك من تاب من أمتك قبل موته بسنة قبل توبته. Oh Muhammad, Allah is conveying salams to you, and Allah is saying that whosoever will make tawbah from your ummah 1 year before he passes away, Allah is ready to accept him. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Ya Jibreel, as-sanatu li ummati kaseer. 1 year for my ummah is too much. 360 days, many other sins will take place. فَزَهَبُ جِبْرَائِلِ سُمَّ رَجَعَ وَقَالَ يَا مُحَمَّدْ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ يَقُولُ مَنْ تَابَ قَبْلَ مُوتِهِ بِشَهْرٍ قُبِلَ تَوْبَتُهُ. Jibreel alayhi salam goes, he comes back, he says, Oh Muhammad, Allah is now saying that whomsoever makes tawbah from your ummah 1 month before they pass away, Allah is ready to accept him. Nabi alayhi salam says, أَشَّهْرُ لِأُمَّتِ كَسِيرٌ. 1 month for my ummah is too much. 30 days, many things will take place. فَزَهَبَ جِبْرَائِلِ سُمَّ رَجَعَ. Jibreel alayhi salam goes and he comes back. Says, Ya Muhammad, inna rabbaka yakul. Man taba qabla mawti bi yawmin qubila tawbatuhu. Whomsoever will make tawbah 1 day before they die, Allah is ready to accept him. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, Ya Jibreel, al-yawm li ummati kaseer. 1 day for my ummati is too much, 24 hours. Many sins will take place. He goes, فَزَهَبَ جِبْرَائِلِ سُمَّ رَجَعَ. وقال يا محمد إن ربك يقول من تاب قبل موته بساعة قبلت توبته. Now your Rabb is saying, whosoever makes tawbah 1 hour before they passes away, Allah is ready to accept him. Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام says, يا جبرائيل الساعة لأمتي كثيرة. 1 hour is too much. 60 minutes, many sins will take place. فذهب جبرائيل ثم رجع. وقال يا محمد إن ربك يقرئك السلام ويقول من مضى جميع عمره في المعاصي ولم يرجع إلي قبل موته بسنة أو شهر أو يوم أو ساعة حتى بلغ الروح الحلقومة ولم يمكن له النطق والانتزار بلسانه وندب بقلبه قد غفرت له. Now your Rabb is saying, he's conveying salams to us, and he's saying, whomsoever's life has passed in disobedience his entire life, and he did not turn to me, leave 1 year, leave 1 month, leave 1 day, leave 1 hour. It is a time when his ruh is being extracted and it reaches his throat and he's unable to talk and he's unable to do anything, and with his heart he regrets and he turns to Allah. Allah says, I forgive him as well. Allah is all merciful. Allah is waiting. Allah's mercy encompasses everything. This ummah at the threshold of Ramadan, where Allah's mercy basically pours upon the creation, like how it is impossible to walk between the raindrops and it's impossible to hide between a golf ball, like that, to miss the mercy of Allah is practically impossible. فَالشَّقِيُّ مَنْ حَرُمَ فِيهِ رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. The most wretched person, an unfortunate person, is that person, in spite of the mercy of Allah being poured, he misses or he is deprived of the mercy of Allah. So we got to make sincere tawbah. The doors of tawbah open. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِاللَّيْلِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ النَّهَارِ وَيَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِالنَّهَارِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ اللَّيْلِ. Allah spreads his hands out during the night for the sinner of the day to repent. Allah spreads his hands out during the day for the sinner of the night to repent. So Allah is open. Allah encompasses with his mercy those who turn to him. One youngster during the time of Bani Israel, 40 years of his past, 20 years in disobedience, 20 years in obedience, the second 20 years in disobedience. He looks in the mirror, he sees a white hair strand. He becomes ashamed of himself. He says, I'm getting old, but I'm still disobedient to my Allah. Today when we see a white hair strand, we think of dying it. I said, let me pull that one out. Yahya ibn Ahmad ibn Sahal sees Yahya ibn Aqsam in a dream. He says, ما فعل بك ربك? Okay, tell me what your Allah has done to you, Yahya. So Yahya says, دعاني, he called me. وقال يا شيخ السوء فعلت وفعلت. Oh, you evil old man, you dirty old man. You did this, you did this, you did this. Listed all the sins. Says, Ya Rabbi, ما بحاز حدستان. Oh my Allah, this is not what I've been told about you. So Allah says to Yahya ibn Aqsam, وَمِمَا حُدِّسْتَعْنِي? Okay, tell me what you have been told about me. He says, قَالَ حَدَّسَنَا عَبْدُ الرَّزَّاقِ حَدَّسَنَا مَعْمَرِ حَدَّسَنَا إِبْنِ شُهَابَ الزُّهْرِي أَنْ عُرْوَةً عَيْشَةَ صِدِّيقَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى أن أني نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن جبرائيل يا عزيم إنك قلت ما من مسلم يشيب في الإسلام شيبة إلا وأنا أريد أن أعذبه إلا وأنا أستحي أن أعذبه. He says, عبد الرزاق narrated. He narrated from Ma'mar. Ma'mar narrated from Ibn Shihab al-Zuhri. Ibn Shihab narrated from Urwa. Urwa narrated from Aisha Siddiqa. Aisha Siddiqa narrated from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrated from Jibrail. Jibrail got this message directly from you, that you said Allah, that every Muslim who becomes old in Islam, he spends his old age in Islam, then you want to punish him, but you are ashamed because of his old age, you hold back the punishment. Allah replies, Sadaqa Abdul Razzaq. صدق معمر صدق ابن شهاب صدق عروة وصدقت عائشة وصدق جبرائيل وصدق النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنا أصدق الصادقين. Yes, Abdul Razzaq spoke the truth. Ma'mar spoke the truth. Ibn Shihab al-Zuhri spoke the truth. Urwa spoke the truth. Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu spoke the truth. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke the truth. Jibrail spoke the truth. And I am the most truthful of all truthful. Yes, in that case you will enter Jannah. So old age is a blessing. White hair is a blessing. So coming back to the story, so for 40 years it was like this. So then he turned and he says, Ilahi, O Allah, asaytuka 20 sana, wa ata'atuka 20 sana. In raja'ata ilayya ataqbiluni? Wallah, I disobeyed you for 20 years. I obeyed you for another 20 years. Today I'm feeling ashamed. If I return to you, ready to accept me? Fasamiya hatifan min wara'i al-bayt. Ajabtana fa'ajabnak. Wa asaytana. وَتَرَكْتَنَا فَتَرَكْنَا وَأَسَيْتَنَا فَأَمْحَلْنَا إِنْ رَجَعْتَ إِلَيْنَا قَبِلْنَا. Yes, O youngster, when you were obedient to us, then we showered our mercy. When you deserted us, we took away our mercy. When you disobeyed us, we gave you respite. Today you want to turn to us, we are ready to accept you. Your voice came from the corner of the house. Before I end this, one more thing comes in mind. It comes in hadith. The one person Allah will command, يُؤْمَرُ بِهِ إِلَى جَهَنَّمُ. First he will take his book of deeds and he'll present it to him and he will say, you did this sin, you did this sin. His sins will be overweighed. His good deeds will be overweighed by his sins. Allah says, take him to Jahannam. As they walk into Jahannam, فَتَزْهَرُ مِنْ عَيْنِهِ الْيُمْنَى شَعَرَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ. One hair strand from his eyelash on the right side will wake up. He says, يَا رَبِّيَ إِسْتَعْزِنْ لِي. Oh Allah, give me permission to talk today. Allah says, okay, say what you want to say. So this hair strand will say, أَنْتَ قُلْتَ أَيُّمَا عَبْدٍ أَضْرَكَ شَعْرَةً مِنْ شَعْرِ أَيْنِي فِي دُمُوعِي مِنْ خَشْيَتِكَ أَنْجَيْتَهُ مِنَ النَّارِ. Wallah, you're the same Allah who said, that whomsoever wets one hair strand out of fear for you, you will definitely save him from the fire of Jahannam. وأنا أشهد أن هذه الأبد المسلمة أغرقني في دموع خشيته. And I bear testimony that this sinful servant, he has wept me in tears out of fear for you. Allah, you said you saved him. Allah says, إذن تدخل الجنة. Take him back, take the U-turn, go to Jannah. Allah is merciful. Allah decide for us. Allah give us tawfiq to make sincere tawbah. Sufi says, إكسلوا أربعا بأربعا. Wash four things with four things. Four things are the detergent for four. وَجُوَكُمْ بِمَا يَعْيُنِكُمْ. Wash your face with the tears of your eyes. وَقُلُوبَكُمْ بِخَشَّةِ رَبِّكُمْ. Wash your heart with adopting the fear of Allah. وَأَلْسِنَتَكُمْ بِذِكْرِ خَالِقِكُمْ. Wash your tongue with the zikr of Allah. And وَزُنُوبَكُمْ بِالتَّوْبَةِ إِلَى مَوْلَاكُمْ. And wash your sins with making tawbah to Allah. Allah give us tawfiq in this blessed month that are coming to make sincere tawbah to Allah and repent for ourselves and our life turn in a way that Allah is pleased. Welcome to Allah.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.